The Utica Common Council voted to extend term limits for some city offices more than a month ago, but the issue is far from settled. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the issue is now entangled in this year's local elections.
In a narrow vote, the Utica Common Council extended term limits for the mayor, councilors, and city controller from 8 to 12 years. The move faced some backlash from the community, including claims that it could be illegal. One of the critics is Lou Posha, a candidate running in the first ward.
Call it what it is. The mayor has two terms. He wants to have a third term for his own personal reasons.
Posha is one of several candidates who have signed a pledge to vote for a referendum on the term limit extensions if they are elected. Utica Mayor Rob Palmieri, who chose not to veto the extension, says the process was legal, and at the end of the day, the people are still in control.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that anyone's going to look for a third term. I can't tell you what I'm going to do 2 years from now. I can't tell you what's going to happen next year. There is an assembly seat that is open. But I think what it does do is the fact that when you have a group that's in there that they feel is really moving the city forward, and at this point the city is moving in a great direction, they want to have given the opportunity to still continue with the term limits.
In Utica, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.